The Minnesota School of the Air presents Old Tales and New, a program for in-school listening. These programs are broadcast by tape transcription at 11 o'clock each Monday morning and at 2:15 each Thursday afternoon. Today's story is called The Boy That Was Carried Away by a Bear. Many years ago, when your great-grandfathers were young, Indians lived in our country. They were alone here for many years before white people came and started to farm. In those days, long ago, the Indians hunted and fished to get food to eat. They found berries growing in the forest. And from these many things, they found enough food to keep alive. They made their clothes and homes from the skins of the animals they trapped. Sometimes life wasn't easy for these people, and they had a difficult time finding enough food. They believed many things that might seem strange to us today. They thought that because one time some Indian had been kind to an animal, that animal would help them. They made up stories about these things and called them legends. They were make-believe stories like our fairy tales. They were told around the campfire by the storyteller of their tribe. Today's story is an Indian legend that has been passed down through hundreds of years by the Ojibwe Indians. Let's pretend that we are sitting around an Indian campfire listening to the legend of the boy that was carried away by a bear.
Once on a time, many moons ago, some people lived here. There was an old man and his wife, and they had many children. The youngest son was a good boy, but he did many things which his father did not like. When these things happened, the father would punish the boy. One day, when the boy had been given a very hard punishment, he started to run away. He ran far away into the forest near his home. And while he was running through a grove of trees, he saw a bear.
A bear? He's coming near me. Oh, what can I do? He's going to grab me. Help! Oh,
don't be afraid, little grandson. I will not hurt you.
And so, as the story goes, when the bear grabbed the boy and he called out, he suddenly forgot everything about his life. He forgot his mother and father, his brothers and sisters. Now, this happened as if by magic. And he became very fond of the bear who had called him grandson, and went away with him far into the forest. And when mealtime came, this is what happened.
I'm hungry.
Oh, yes, my grandson, it is time to eat. Now eat some of those berries that are growing there.
These are very good, and I'm getting full.
When you are with me, you need never be afraid of going hungry.
My grandfather.
I told you before, my grandson, when you are with me, you will never go hungry. Now, eat of the berries growing here.
But I'm tired of berries. I would like fish and other food.
Oh, of course. I did not think of that before. Now, I know a place where people are always putting food away. They have more than they need. Now, you stay here and I will get some for you. And do not be afraid. I will come back. Here is the food, my grandson. I have it in this box of birch bark.
Oh, thank you. Now let's eat.
Oh, no, no. We cannot eat here. The people will be coming soon to the place where they have hidden the food. And we must go into the forest. And the people would be angry if they knew that I had taken some of their food, even though they have more than they need. And they would come after us and do us harm. So, come.
How far must we go? I'm very hungry.
Here by this cave. Now we can sit here and eat. They will not find us. Yeah, I'll break the box. Yeah. There. There's your food.
Oh, there's a lot of food. Dried fish and tallow. Here, you have some, too.
Eat all you want. And when you are full, we will sleep.
And so the boy and the bear ate the dried fish and tallow and slept. The food lasted for many days. And when it was all gone, the bear and the boy began wandering through the forest again. They ate many things as they walked along, and truly the boy was never hungry. It was getting cold now, and winter was coming. And the bear was looking for a place for them to stay during the long, cold months. And every once in a while, as they walked, the bear would stop and fall to the ground. The boy did not understand this, and he said,
"My grandfather, why do you roll over on your face?"
"Well, I must find a place where no person will pass all winter long. And that's the way I tell. Here. Now, here is the place."
"Are you sure?"
"Oh, yes, I am sure, my grandson. Now, we must be busy.
All right.
We will make a place to sleep here in this grove of cedars. And when it is finished, we will sleep."
"But what if some person should come by? What will we do? They might harm us."
"Oh, do not fear. If someone does come by, you will see that I know ways to send them on their way."
"Bear, bear, wake up. I hear a person."
"Yes. Now, be very still. Now, take this dried fish and throw it in the path of the person. Now, watch carefully."
Why, the fish turned into a bird. And the person is chasing it."
"I know many things, so you need not be afraid. Now, go to sleep."
And so all winter long, the bear slept, and the boy slept beside him. And sometimes the bear would wake and ask the boy,
"My grandson, are you hungry?"
"Yes, very hungry."
"Now, just look there behind my back."
"But there's food there, and very nice food. But we didn't put food here when we went to sleep."
"That's true. But you must never be afraid. If you are hungry, there will be food for you."
"But this is like the food we ate all summer long. And now there are no berries on the bushes."
I cannot explain these things to you. These are my secrets. Now eat and then sleep."
And the boy ate and slept. Whenever he was hungry, he would ask the bear for food. And each time, the bear would tell the boy to look behind him, and each time he would find wonderful food. When the snow began to melt, the bear told the boy it was time to move from the place where they had spent the winter. And so they walked through the forest. They had food to eat, and the bear found places for them to sleep. He always knew the places where people would be, and so they never stayed there. When summer had come, the bear said,
"Now, my grandson, we will go over this way. Now, there are fishes in the river there. I go there and stay every year during the spring. Many people come there to kill bears."
"Well, then why do we go there? I don't want them to kill you."
"Oh, do not fear. They make traps to catch the bears in. Now, here's one. Do you see how it looks?"
"Mm-hmm."
"Now, there is food there for bait. Now, when you see anything like that, you must warn me."
"I will."
"And then we will be safe."
And so they stayed there, went often to get fish. The bear would bring the fish to eat, but the boy could not eat it raw. When this happened, the bear would take the boy into the forest, and there he would find decayed wood. From the center, he would take something white and give it to the boy. Again, as if by magic, it would be like something that was nicely cooked. And though the boy could not remember what his life was like when he lived with his own people, he could imagine that this piece of wood was like fish when it's well cooked. When the day came and there was no more fish in the river, they moved on to another place. And so they lived for many days, eating the things in the forest. At night they slept, and the boy was never cold or hungry. One day the bear stopped the boy and talked to him.
"My grandson, the time has come for us to part. Therefore, I will take you home. Your parents are sad and want you home with them again."
"My parents? Well, who are they?"
"When you came to live with me, you forgot about them. When you return, you will remember them, and they will be happy to see you."
"Will they like me?"
"Oh, yes. And if you are good, well, your parents will never be cruel to you again."
"Will I know where to go?"
"Yes, I will take you where they are. And when you see them, you will know them."
And so the bear picked the boy up and carried him for a long time. They went quickly, and the boy did not see the way they went. At last, they came to a place near the edge of the forest, and the bear stopped and put the boy on the ground.
"Now, you will have to go from here alone. Now, near this place is a lake. Look there by the pine tree.
Oh, I see it. It isn't far away.
And by the lake is the village where your people live. Now, do not be afraid. And I will see that you get there safely, though I cannot go with you.
Goodbye, kind grandfather. Thank you for all you've done for me.
I have just one more thing to say to you. If at any time you are in need of food, all you must do is call to me. I will feed you. Goodbye.
And when he had finished speaking, the bear stepped behind a tree. The boy followed along the water. As soon as he had left the bear, he lost all memory of the year he had spent with the bear in the forest. Suddenly, he remembered his family and was anxious to get home again. And when he had gone down to the shore of the lake and looked where the sand stretched away, he saw some canoes. And by the canoes, he saw some young girls working. They saw him, too. But at first, they did not recognize him. Then one of the girls ran from the shore to her home to tell the people of the boy they had seen walking toward them. The old people came rushing out of the lodges and came to the shore where they saw the boy coming home. His parents recognized him because he was still wearing his coat of rabbit fur. They were surprised and happy to see him. They thought he would be thin after being gone so long. But instead, he was healthy and looked just the same as he had when they had lost him. They wondered where he had been, but they were afraid and did not question him. As the bear had told him, they never were mean to him, and he was very happy. The people lived happily for a long time. And then, one day, they found there was no food to eat. The bushes had not grown berries as they had before. There were few fish in the river, a little game in the forest. The boy suddenly remembered the words of the bear when they had parted, and he walked to the edge of the forest. And when he got there, he said,
"My grandfather, I am hungry. Feed me."
And suddenly, there was food enough for everyone. Such was that always happened to the boy. Whenever he was heard saying, "My grandfather, I am hungry. Feed me," there would be food. Wherever they were living in the wintertime, when food was scarce, the boy was able to get food near the wigwam. And that was what happened to the boy that was carried away by the bear.
You have just heard the story of the boy that was carried away by a bear, adapted by Alice Rice from Ojibwe Indian Legends. 3 weeks from now, we begin our Old Tales and New Children's Choice programs. You have a chance to pick your favorite stories on Old Tales and New and hear them again. Any stories you've heard so far this year on Old Tales and New can be rebroadcast just for you. Now, it isn't time to stop, but it is time for you to begin thinking about what programs you'd like to hear once again. Talk about it in your classrooms and get ready to vote next week.